So, Lord, we thank for tonight that you've gathered us together as men and women of God. We desire to please you. Your word said, delight ourselves in you. You give us the desire of our heart. You got a vision before us about your word and about evangelizing the world and walking in your covenant. We're thankful to those who are here at the sanctuary, those who are around the world, partners all over the world. We thank you for every person. May their lives be changed and be touched tonight in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Get your Bible. Let's go to work. Let's go back to Acts chapter 1 for a moment. It seemed like the Holy Ghost is pulling some things out of verses, and I'm stuck in certain verses in that first chapter. There are some things he's pulling out about our lives. We talk about living from within. You remember we talked about that? Yes. And the reason that was because Jesus at that time in our verses here in the 10th and 11th verses of the first chapter of Acts, Jesus spent 40 days and then he went back to heaven. Well, I say to you that because of that, we have to learn how to live from within, because Jesus is no longer there to put your hand on him. And so that's why the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit is an inside life. Living from the Holy Spirit is an inside life. So here we have this 9th and 10th verse. Again, I have to go back and read it again because of what the Lord will minister to you tonight. It's a missing ingredients in the body of Christ, just like the apostle ministry never left, angels ministry never left. And so it's a shortage that I could have awareness of these divine beings throughout the scriptures. They brought deliverance and a lot of things to people's lives. But we in the body of Christ need to become sensitive to that the angels, thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands, still available for deliverance. Certain things we need in our lives, they're there for it. Amen. And so I want to walk you through. So in the 9th verse here, it says, when he had spoken these things while they beheld, you with me? Yes. He was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And then the 10th verse point out, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, and he went up. Now here we got these two men. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Now those two men were angels. Angels ministered throughout the scriptures. They ministered in many ways. What you also said, and then he talked to them. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So I was praying, and the Lord started dealing with me about the ministry of angel, and he told me to show you how to release the ministry of angels in your life. There's a lot of places you've been trying to go. You need more help. And so releasing the ministry of angels in your life. We'll talk about why it's so important. And I want you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. 5 or 6 places, Jesus was talking about how great his son is, and he thought comparing him to angel. You notice in the 4th verse of the 1st chapter of Hebrews, there's an angel statement there, being so much better than the angel. So he's making comparison. As he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Well, we know he's greater than them, but then you're going to find out he lowered himself and came under them in the incarnation. He became a man. So he was under the angels then. All right? Then the 5th verse, you see the word angel. For unto what shall the angel Say it here at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. In the sixth verse, he talk about angel. And again, when he bringeth in the firstborn to the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. You see that? Are you with me? You follow me? You need to follow me because we're going somewhere. In the seventh verse, he talks about angel. And the angel, he said, who maketh his angels spirit and his ministers a flame of fire. Now, a lot of times they say that's for ministers, but that's talking about angel. Amen. All right? And then you go to the 13th verse. But to watch of the angel. The angels are in this chapter, isn't it? Yes. But to watch of the angel, said he, at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. That's what he told Jesus, you see. Now, in the second chapter, the second verse, the fifth verse, the seventh verse, the 16th verse, all some information about angels. But there in the 14th verse of that first chapter, that 14th verse of that first chapter, I don't think God ever took this back. Here's what he said about them. Well, you look at the 13th verse, but to what of the angels said it at any time, set on my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. Then he says this, are they not all ministering spirit? What do you say? What are they?
Ministering spirit.
So they have capabilities of ministering to us in the spirit realm, right? Ministering spirit. So how much ministry you been having? Well, we left it out. See, apostolically, God is bringing all things back into the fold, because we don't need it. We're going to need angels and everybody else who God said we should have. But ministering spirit, are not they all ministering spirit? What ministering mean? Serving, isn't it? Or some kind of service, right? And throughout the scriptures, you see ministers doing ministries, ministering spirit doing things out of the ordinary. He says, are they not all ministering spirit? This voice is loaded. Sent forth to minister. Sent forth to minister. For. For. Them who shall be heirs of salvation. Well, I'm an heir of salvation. So he sent those angels to minister, not to me, to minister for me. Now, that's very important that you get that, because there's a few things I'm going to say to you that are going to equip you to be ready for angels' ministry in your life. Sometime you need them. I want to write 4 or 5 things down to make you realize how important this lesson is. There are a lot of deliverance that has been forfeited by not knowing and yielding to the ministry of angels. Because it's out of the ordinary. Yes, sir. And you have to be tuned in that God sometimes sent an angel as a person. Yes, sir. Yes. Bible talks about be aware. Yeah. Sometimes you entertain angels and don't know it. But if you're not expecting it, you know, you can't be too suspicious all the time. Just checking everything out, praying over people, you know what I mean? You know, you be tuning into the Spirit. You know when you're led by the Spirit. The second thing is, what is about to happen in your life will overturn many situations you've been trying to deal with without the assistance of angel. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
so there's some things you've been trying to deal with. I don't want to leave nothing out or no one out that God sent to assist me. The Holy Spirit and angels are not in competition. But there's another another addition to your anointing and to your well-being. You can be aware sometime you be in the presence of God in the form of an angel, you think it's a poison. And I ain't talking about all the old mystic stuff. I'm talking about reality. It's real. It's real. There are a multitude of divine adventures waiting on you. Angels are sometimes used as strong arms in the supernatural. Ministering spirits are angels of God, who are sent on divine assignments on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's good to know, right? Hallelujah. You're a Christian. You're living for God. You love God. I didn't say you was perfect. I didn't say I was perfect. But you love God. Those angels are there. They're available for you when you need them. Now hear me, Claire. Little is known and less is understood about the part that angels plays in our lives today. Yes, sir. Little is known, less is understood. We have to come to grip with this. Amen? I said to you earlier, based on Hebrews 1:14, just like the apostle ministry has not been shut down. I never read anywhere in the scripture the angel ministry has been shut down. They're in this room tonight. They are invisible beings. Or they might be sitting beside you. Yeah. Ready to assist you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now these are things that have been left out. These are things we have so much organization and organizing. There's a lot of things that God had provided for us been organized out. You have to humble yourself to admit you're wrong. Now, while I'm teaching, we may have some strong visitation of angels in here tonight. Because they say, oh, Lord, that's somebody teaching about us? Jesus, let's help him. We've been left out so long, you know. And then after this class you made this week, oh, my God. Go places you've never been before. See things. Enjoy things. Some difficult things become so easy. You say, how'd that happen? Angels help you wear a sweatless anointing. I would ask that some visit us. I'm not afraid. That come in this room tonight and show us something we've never seen before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalm 34. You got your shouting clothes? Yes, Psalm, never leave home without your shouting clothes. You shout any minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember Bertha Marhead, intercessor, her father is the one called me to the Lord. He was shouting a minute. I ain't talking about the kind of shout y'all talking about. I'm talking about up off the floor. I'm talking about you got to hold him down. Got to fan him and wipe his face. You know what I'm talking about. Wipe his face, sweating. And turn him loose again, he's shouting again, he's running. My sister and I used to try to catch him, but he outrun him. They're trying to keep him down, calm him down, but he would run, and they would be running behind him. That man loved the Lord, boy. My God. I got something from him, though. Yeah, I got something from him. I ain't got from them big boys. Yeah. Now here, since we're talking about these ministering spirits, and since they're still alive, and since they work in the realm of the supernatural, and since they get assignment from God on our behalf, now you're able to look for them. Expect them to do something. See? I mean, you get in a stuck and a man come with a Big Mac truck with a chain and say, can I help you, ma'am? Yes, sir, you can help me. And he'll pull you out. Well, that's where extra in the spirit realm is coming to us in the name of Jesus. Write this down. Learn the secret of having angels camping around you. Then Psalm 34, verse 7. There it is. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them. See, around, then he say about. About them that fear him. And do what? Delivereth them. Angels of deliverance. Now you know each one of y'all have a portion of angels. He would lack you every now and then to say hello. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because you never heard it before. It's real. But the angels, we'll see a stronger scripture, or scripture confirm this scripture more. The angels of the Lord encampeth around, about them that fear him and deliver them. Well, I fear the Lord. So what that mean? What that mean when you're driving your car? What that mean? Huh? When you get to your house tonight and lay on your bed, what that mean? It's almost unbelievable, but you can't call the Bible a lie. He said, right here he says, the angel, can you spell? The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. But if something there and you're not aware, if God has sent you a gift and you're not aware of it, you can't receive it. You have to believe it before you receive it. That the scripture said, because I fear the Lord, that angels camp around about me. Are you going to believe? There's more for you. So learn the secret of having angels, because it's a secret. Oh Lord, it's been a secret. It's a secret in the church. It's a secret. Because it have not been ministered to the saint. The saint been fighting it, and God had given such things for them. Listen, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 28. Daniel. Whoo, glory to God. Let's see these angels at work. What they do? How they handle such a worship? Thank you, Lord. Now you see what I'm doing. I'm ministering to you at a higher level. Yeah, this apostolic keep talking to this pastor in me. And he's training the pastor in me. That I can train pastors throughout the world that they'll know how to bring their people up to par to where God want them to have, where they've been stalled and where they've been held back at. But these anointing start moving and it upgrade everything. So whether you know it or not, tonight you're being upgraded. Your life's going to be more sharper. You'll be more sullen if it looked like you can't make it. You didn't hear that? You'll be more sullen when it looked like you're not going to make it. Because you know you got somebody going to kick in on your behalf. Sometimes God permit things to happen for you, for somebody to mess with you, that he can promote you. So the next time they look for you, you're not on that level. But you see, there's a breakdown if you don't realize that these hosts of angelic beings are sent forth to minister for. That means they go do something for you. Not to you, the Holy Ghost ministering to you. The angel said, we're going to go out and minister for you. Now you got the Holy Ghost ministering to you and the angels ministering for you. Somebody ought to say hallelujah on that. Then you can commission them. You can talk to them. Ministering spirit, I need you to help me here. I can't handle this. Write this down. Angels will deliver you in hard cases. Yes, woo! Angels love a hard case. You can't make it no harder. Yeah. How hard can you get right here? Yeah, in Daniel 3, 28, these boys was put in this fire. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What? Who sent an angel? And delivered his servant. Didn't I get these points now? That trusted in him. And have changed the king's word. And yield their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Now, I'll say it this way. The angel took the burning from the fire. Or took the burning from the fire. I want you to see how significant and how powerful that fire could not burn them because that angel was there to deliver them, to minister for them. Now, just think about the worst scenario you have had in your life. It wasn't no fire furnace. And so if he got them out, and now you're coming aware that he sent, they're sent thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands to minister for you. They're ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the air of salvation. Yeah. You're in Daniel. Turn to the 6th chapter. Daniel 6:21. Then said Daniel unto the king. I didn't put him in the lion den. Anybody ever been in the lion den? I've been there. Lion den in the lion den too. L-I-E-I. People done lied to me before. Now, I don't want to underemphasize the three boys who was in that fire furnace, how that thing was, that they said they wasn't going to worship no other God, and they put him in that and heated that thing up 7 times hotter. But the angel got him out. What I say? Yeah. But you have to be aware. See, you got to be aware that they're available. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, because I want the Holy Ghost bring me back there. I'll get to Daniel in a minute here. But those boys trusted God. He going to work it out. Now, you notice what it says in Psalm 34:7, they that fear the Lord.
Right.
So this is a special kind of people here. It's not just church goers. These people who have respect and honor God. God can do something for them because they didn't get in trouble. They didn't get in trouble. Trouble came looking for them. You can't expect to live an old unholy life and have all these amenities. Are you following me? I just want you to get it the right way, you know. Angel ain't gonna mess with no old dirty poison. What are he gonna deliver you for? Burn, baby, burn. But she on fire, let her burn. She was on her way to appointing anyway. She didn't straighten her life out. You understand what I'm saying? People that fear the Lord. Now you can fear the Lord and you can mess up and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. But you're still fearing the Lord.
Yes.
Finally, you're going to catch on.
Yes.
It's the person who hide.
Yeah.
And no respect. Ain't no angel going to deliver you. I just want to go back and take care of that. Well, Pastor Wyatt, why he didn't help me? Ooh. See. But I believe everybody up in here and everybody listening to me ready for the angels to minister to them. Hallelujah. You didn't lift your hand? You didn't lift your hand? I was talking to you, the other person. Now, my goodness. I told you 6:22. Then the 21st verse, then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him. Whoo, he keep qualifying us though. You see, he keep Psalm 34:7. We just read about the Hebrew boys. They had a qualification there. For as much as before him, innocent was found in me. I'm innocent. I got thrown in you. I'm innocent though. I didn't do nothing to get here. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. So here's an innocent man. In the 3rd chapter, those boys, you go back to the 3rd chapter, because I want you to see this, because I'm seeing a little more than I had seen about these angels. These angels, I don't really mess with crooks. Crooks don't need deliverance. Crooks need to be delivered. But like I said, I know no crooks in here. We're dealing with it, you know. And then if you feel like somebody a crook, just get on side, get go sit on another row. Get so I can receive what the apostle's saying. You know what you told me last week? Go back to 328 of Daniel. The Lord seemed like he didn't want to pass this up. Now you know the story that they've cast in the fire for it, right? You read it sometimes, because I got a few more things I got to tell you before I finish here. But notice in 328, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach," and this the man saying it now, "Meshach and Abednego, who has sent his angel." You see that?
Yes.
"And delivered who?"
His
servant that what?
Trust
in him. See, that qualify you. Why are you here tonight? You want to know about God. So you're qualified. You trusting in him. So angels are available to you. See? And then he said, he talked about Daniel over here. Daniel had trained these boys. Daniel protection, it says in my little Bible. And then back 621 now. "Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever." Well, go back to the 20th verse. "And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou serve continuously, able to deliver you from the lion?" Are he able? So Daniel answered. Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God, personally, my God sent his angel and have shut the lion's mouth." "That they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." And then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. How many of y'all believe in your God? So not look at me now. No matter what you're going through right now, know this, that your God will always come through. Huh? Do I have any help here tonight? Do I have any other believers here tonight? So no sense, don't be sad about it. Don't be dragging about it. It's just a challenge. When you see these actions of God in the Word, he's telling you, this the way I operate. I deal with the impossible. It's impossible to stop lions from eating a man up. It's impossible to stop fire from burning in the natural. But God's Spirit can. And then take a hold of what he said. My God. I don't know about your God. This thing got to become personal, man. My God. Say my God. Oh, hallelujah. My God. Might not be nobody else's God. And your God might not be able to get you out, whatever your God is. But my God is able to do it again. Let me minister to you personally now. You have no reason to be wondering how you're going to come out. If he can take the boy out the lion den, he can take him out the fire, out the enemy hand, You as a child of God, born under the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, has no reason to wonder how you're going to come out. Just keep praying and keep praising Him. I was in the Baptist church. They said Jesus can work it out. It takes faith. It takes faith when you go through something. You have to use your faith. Not your feeling. Use your faith. Everybody go through something every now and then. It's not what you go through. It's how you handle it. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Bible says in Hebrews 12, 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. But look what he ended up at. Where you going to end up at? See, you got to have joy because you know you're going to end up somewhere. The reason Jesus was able to endure the cross is because he knew he wasn't going to stay at the cross. Sometimes you got to go through the cross to get where you're going. Keep your eyes on the prize. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. See, you got to press. Sometimes pressure going to come in this journey, but you got to press forward. You got to know you can handle it. You got to know the God in you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, you're not going to be in that same spot the rest of your life. Daniel said, my God came and sent them angels and locked those lion mouths where they couldn't bite me. Somebody said, if he did it one time, he could do it again. Tell somebody else he can do it again. Tell him he can do it again. Ask him what you're dealing with. He can do it again. Woo! He can do it again. Shut down a minute. Turn to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Hallelujah. We got to bring this back to the church. Church got to know that what the Father had done for them. We got to let these ministries roll and flow. We got to stop trying to be entertained and get engaged. Have an encounter. Have some experience with the real God. I don't want to just read about Him. I don't want to just talk about Him. I want to experience Him. And not just up in here. I want to get in my car and find out I'm not riding by myself. I want to get in my car with two angels on the back seat. You got to have expectation, man. Come on. Come on now. Never alone. Never by myself. I can't take much more. Glory to God. Look at somebody and tell them, never alone. I'm never by myself. I got angels escorting me, camping around me. Point at the person next to you and tell them, you have an angel.
You have an angel.
He go everywhere you go. Will you talk to him sometime? Welcome him. Oh my. The angels are saying, I'm ready to shut something down now. There's some things been going on wrong in your life too long. Tonight is a shutdown now. As you yield. I heard the Spirit of God says, you are entering into an apostolic stage of living. You're going back into the book of Acts because you're going to have the same assistant that the early church had. The early church was an apostolic church that was moving with full government. You will begin to move in full spiritual government. All assaults on your life will be dealt with by magnified mercy. I don't know what how he's saying this. An agenda grace. Grace has an agenda on your life. There's a favor agenda. Who ain't received that? What's the matter with y'all? Your favor agenda is being opened by angels tonight. There's a whole host of angels. All they do is bring favor. I call for favor angels, hit this place tonight. I charge favor angels to let you know you were in this class. Well, I'm going to try to do one more. Sit down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're not excited, I can't help it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited. It's real, man. See, the word is no good until it becomes flesh. It began to deal where you are. And the word became flesh and dwell among us. When a rhema word come, when a revelation come, it's the word becoming flesh. They say, let me use you. The angels, sit down a minute. Acts chapter 5. Delivered the apostles out of jail. In Acts 5:17. Then the high priest rolled up and all that they were with them, which is the sect of the Sadducees, was filled with indignation. and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Try to, you know, belittle them, you know. Put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go back where you are. Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Everything that thought it had brought you down, listen tonight. The angel's is delivering you and tell you, go back where you was. That's where I want you to be. Can you see that? Now you understand the ministry of angels. You're coming to understand the ministering spirit sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation. How dare you say angels are ministering for me now?
Angels are ministering for me now.
Right now.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
You'll sleep better tonight. Yeah, you'll sleep better because it's another realm. You know, like even Sunday we hit another realm. I'm having to hit another frequency on next Sunday. In the spirit, man. I can feel the presence of God. I can feel the presence of God because it's where he wants us at. Write this down. You may be seated. See this. See this. I want you to see this. When things seem impossible, angels operate in deliverance. They love so-called impossible cases. You know, a man who used to picking up 800 pounds, you put a 300 pound before him, he'll pick it up, but that ain't no big deal. And so that's the way the angels are. You have your little problem, you know, you can handle yourself. But when it gets, you got something heavy. You got something, look like you can't get out of here. That's why I come in at. You know. I ain't gonna run your vacuum cleaner for you. Don't ask me to do them little Mickey Mouse job. I do the big job. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's such a long one here in the 12th chapter of Acts. And the man had Peter locked in a jail because he planned on killing him. But the church was in prayer. So it looked like prayer stirred up angels. Because Peter was sleeping. That angel had a problem waking Peter up. Because Peter wasn't scared. The man just didn't kill him. He's sleeping. So he undoubtedly knew God going to take him. You go home, go to bed, and go to sleep tonight. Don't let that thing stay with you all night. Just go on to sleep. Sometime we need to sleep for God to take care of us. Because he knows you're trusting him. But if you're up all night praying up, praying all night, every night. He said, well, go ahead and pray. When you finish, when you rest, I'm going to go ahead and do it for you. I remember Jehoshaphat had 5 armies coming against him. He prayed every prayer he knew. He fasted. He finally got up and said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I got my eyes on you. When he surrendered, a prophet came with a word and told him, you need not to fight in this battle. 2 Chronicles 20, and we don't need to go there. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord. I want you to praise me. I'm going to do the whipping. You just do the praise.
Jesus. Oh, good. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
My goodness. My goodness. Yeah, to God be the glory, right? Let me go to one. I don't want to miss. I may come back to Peter. I give you Acts 12, 7 through 10. Iron gates and stuff were open automatically for that angel. And when the angel saw he was out, he left him. Got him out. All the jail doors, when the jail doors saw the angel, they all opened up. Anybody locked up tonight? In any situation in your life? Listen what the word of God is saying. God got you. I believe all y'all love God. And I believe you aiming to live for God. So what I'm saying for you. Mistakes and all. Because if you're under conviction, you got a good conscience, you ask the Lord to forgive you, you finally ain't going to do the same thing. I know that for 44 years, for almost 5 decades. I've been walking with the Lord and I never went back. He kept me. Ain't going back. Rather die than go back. I don't want to dishonor God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, 91st Psalm. Let's close there. You can't preach about angels and don't go to the 91st Psalm. You brought your shouting clothes? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You watching by television. Are y'all listening? Are y'all here? There are many watching us all over the world. I have a lot of partners. Yeah, that love God. And they support the ministry, no doubt about it. Every day, they're supporting this ministry. They say, go on with it. Possibly got some testimony came in about people got healed, got miracles. We're going to read some testimony, probably read some Sunday. And I'm asking y'all to send those testimonies in. Don't let it happen. Don't let me know about it. I need it because I'm compiling some stuff that I want to do. I want to put out that help the body of Christ.
Amen.
And results. Nothing helped like results. You know, like the young man, 3.5 million dollar contract we read on Sunday. What? You tell me it ain't working. Psalm 91, verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. For what? What? To keep thee in all thy ways. In other words, fight for you. Open mine doors for you. Men shut doors in your face, but when you got angels, they can't keep them closed. Goes on to say, they shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, should I trample on the feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. You know I'm not going to stop reading. I'm trying to get somewhere. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. With long life, a long satisfied life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Ooh, glory. Ooh, glory. Ooh, glory. Now, you know as well as I know, angels announced John's birth and Jesus' birth. Listen now, because I'm kind of treading behind the Holy Ghost here now. It seemed to me, right here on this spot, that spiritual birthing, impossible things, are announced and orchestrated by angels. Elizabeth was old. Zachariah couldn't even believe it, so he had to take his voice. And then Joseph was getting pursued, but the angel said, "Fret not yourself." And then when Herod was trying to kill Jesus, the angel come and told him, "Get him out of here." So you don't have to worry about it. You're going to know. Write these numbers down quickly. Genesis 19:15-22. You're going to find angels with grace and magnified mercy on Lot. Held a whole city up until he got him out. In Genesis 32:1-2, you're going to find out that angels are God's hosts. In other words, they take care of you. They host you for God. Let's turn for the last verse here. Let's turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's right. Verse 20. Psalm 103, verse 20. Now you know how Psalm 103 start off, right? It got five benefits there that nobody else can give you. Forgive all my iniquities. Heal it all. Whew. Deliver my life from destruction. Crown my head with loving kindness and tender mercy. Satisfy my mouth with good things so that he may renew my youth like the eagle. Then they get down. Then they get down this verse here. My God, get down here in verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angel that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Don't go no further. If they hearken to the voice of God's word, and I have God's word, I can give them instruction. Y'all ain't seen it. See, that's the way God set it up. They hearken to his commandment. They hearken to his word. You got his word in you. Matter of fact, the word become flesh in you. And you need them to do something. And you got a ram of word. All you do is speak it out. They got to do it. Look at the voice for our clothes. Look at the verse. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice. See now, didn't say it, to the voice of God. The voice of his word. This God's word. So he says, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his work in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Praise his name. I'll stop right there. I don't know if the Lord permit me to teach on it. There's a lot more information on angel. But you have some insight now. You can do your study, go to your concordia, study about those angels, find out, see what they have done. Look them up. You got all these computers. You can look them up and make a space in your life for their ministry. You heard what I said?
Yes.
Don't let nobody talk you out of this. See, don't let nobody talk you out of this. Religion will talk you out of this. But results, I tell you one thing you can't deal with. Results. When a person got results, you can say all you want to say. They just wave at you and keep moving. And that's what we want. We want to have results. Uh-huh. That's why we're having testimonies coming. We're getting results on people's lives. Lady said, I should have brought a testimony out. The guy said he's having trouble with his knees. And so he got on, told him he got off the meat and started eating right. And 3 days, he had no more pain. He said, well, then I had a piece of chicken. And the pain come back immediately. He said, I'm off it now, though. Well, you need an envelope for your giving. Lift your hand, usher down the aisle.